Welcome to Manowaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Drogi. This week, The Triptych Grid by Jaden DeWald. Grid time. Timeout. This isn't a good time for me. Her own mother leaned out of a hotel window and in no time was plunging through cold air. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, etc. You see it all the time. The divorcee on his evening stroll, timing his steps to the faint piano music, Bartok or Liszt, across the lake where a single porch lamp gutters. At the same time, wasn't it me who traded civilization for a pot of coffee and a bowl of blue sky? Time will tell. A rather time-consuming method, her father once remarked. Like the time Jeanne d'Arc galloped into battle swarmed with butterflies. Time of the locust, time of the stained eggshell mattress. Please keep screen closed at all times. Colors will darken over time. In all that time, we could have simply reached our arms across the black silk night of the bed. Reach back in time and see yourself. Outside her trailer window, watching the two older boys still in their mud-caked boots take turns. In the meantime, let us array the body and light the candles. Now I will enter for the last time the urine-scented room overlooking the boardwalk. A boat of gravy on the counter. A wooden wheelchair before the portable black-and-white TV. No time for explanations. A long time passed, chasing your pink fedora down narrow cobblestone streets. Dreamt it 1,000 times, her face after the fall, studded with amethystine shards of glass. Listen, I don't have much time left. He stands looking out over the water for a long time. Time, my father, teach me how to live, wrote the poet Hiscal, drinking sweet wine on a small lunar mountain, the bells of his goats rattling in the outer dark. It was only a matter of time, one supposes, before somebody leapt into the void. Grid cut. Cut it out, will you? This too clever stratagem cuts no ice with me. Whereupon her lover cut across the stone field, balancing an embarrassment of melons. It gives the impression of asymmetry, a cut-and-paste view of reality. A hermit arranging blindweed in a cut-glass vase. Hence, outside their apartment, he will cut the engine, the lights, and darkly wait. Cut a hexagon from a piece of orange construction paper. Cut to the moment your records shattered like crow's wings under her window. I cut my teeth on these simulated missions, and still she remembers the hairline cut above the brow, remembers gathering her dress to sop the blood. Won't this, too, fall to the cutting room floor? Just cut to the point already, the way her cat's tail wraps around your neck, the saxophonist unconscious on the bathroom tile, forearms cut to shreds. Her too tanned body cuts through my memory even now. Like sunlight, like plum blossom tea cut with arsenic. Do not use if printed seal under cap is torn, cut, or missing. Then he will cut off the sprigs with pruning knives or whatever. Cue reed section, cut along dotted line. Now you must go. Take the shortcut without us, Mijo. A little wooden bowl of cut-up self-portraits on a pillow. Still cuts my heart out of my chest. Grid, change. Change of plans. We're going to have to change your voice, too. Her grown son leaping in aqueous, ever-changing stage lights. I felt the air in the room change, the hairs on my arms stand on end. Furtively, the twin poets exchanged glances, like changing the smell of her flannel bedclothes in a memory. First your taste in music changes. Then wham, you're on a train through snow-flecked plains hugging your duffel bag. Changed the entire tenor of their presentation. A balanced interchange of mimesis and metafictive interrogation. You must change your life, etc. Can't we just change out of these paint-splattered uniforms and walk out of here? I've been walking on eggshells ever since. a shadow last seen walking in a hailstorm on a portable black and white TV. It was the year he walked through the walls of the Paris Metro, litter rustling under fluorescent lamps. The lovers either walk away content or... Wait, has something changed? Have I changed? It's nice to be pampered for a change. Now exchange cards with the players of your choice. The father, changing his mind, rehangs his suit in the narrow closet. Different melody, same dense minor changes on the vibes. And still I sit in her iced-over pickup, waiting for the light to change. His silhouette in the doorframe unchanged after all these years. Your brown hair changed to water, changed to copper, changed to leaves. Whereupon they entered a sensory deprivation chamber, said the historian, changing the slide. Stumble from dark to dark, arms outstretched, drawn to change, to the warmth of it. Here's where our product must change hands. The nape of her neck wouldn't change it for the world. Like the sound of rain on Astrusian ruins. Scarcely could he sustain the multitude of changes crowding his mind. A few sad hours amidst the candles, and then I quitted my seat and walked out into the sunshine, hat in hand, as though nothing had changed. This has been the triptych Grid, written by Jaden DeWald. Grid Time and Grid Change first appeared in Sou'wester. Grid Cut first appeared in Had. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast, which is supported by patrons on Patreon. By becoming a supporter, you'll also unlock early access to new episodes, exclusive perks, and even a subscription to Manawaker Books. Ready to join the community? Head over to patreon.com/manawaker or click the link in the show notes to learn more and support the show.